Well, as a matter of fact, there are a variety of solutions and approaches currently in practice across the country, which is the crux of the problem. Concerned stakeholders, providers, states, health information exchanges, large health plans, connectivity consortiums, facilities, and certainly the electronic health record developers all have developed individual patient identity solutions. And while these work well internally, they obviously do not work well across systems. As to various approaches, let me just discuss a few. Many organizations use algorithms, a mathematical formula, to combine weighted data elements to look at the probability of matching. I mean, data elements, I think as we all know, name, birth date, sex, etc. Some even use emails. Internally, hospitals assign a record number to a health record. Obviously, this works internally, but it's not practical for exchange of data beyond the hospital or the system. There are currently no healthcare industry standards or required data elements. Organizations and health information exchanges struggle in how to determine the best information to include. And reportedly, there are error rates from 5 to 8% are quite common. And let me just discuss a couple examples, if I may. Harris County, Texas, they were looking at took place in 2011. They were looking across a number of years of data. They determined that they had over 2,400 patients named Maria Garcia. And of this, 231 had the same birth date. So how to solve that problem? Harris County turned to biometric technology.